was the Rezaimer. I thought a little about the Rezaimer. Even though maybe it's one someone might have seen this year, like I sent it out last week. But apparently that's not a problem. Okay. The very strange halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which is the Makor of the Rabiyah. Very, very strange halacha. It says, Pasach va'amar, Baruch ata Hashem, l'kein v'melech ha'ilam, adai to delay by Yayin Dalit. He's planning on saying, today is the fourth day of the Omer. Shusava shu Dalit. He thought wrongly that it was the fourth day. V'nizkar, you remember they really was the fifth day? V'siyim v'hei. And he finished correctly. V'heim hei. O'ibcha. Shehem dalin. It was really the fourth day. V'pasach adai to delayim adalin. The right. He was planning on saying it correctly. V'ta v'siyim v'hei. And he messed up. And he ended up saying, hey. So the first case is, it was really the fifth night. He thought it was the fourth. He started off a diet to say four. He ended up with five. The second case is the opposite, where it was really the fourth. He started saying four. He ended up five. It was the end of wrong count. Still, ainay chayzer mabarach. That's the Machar Paskins. The Machar Rabbi Yo.
This is the second half of Bracha and the counting.
Where does he mess?
I'm not committing myself yet onto that. We'll talk about that. That's what we have to talk about. What is the case exactly? Are we talking about the beginning and end of the bracha? Are we talking about the bracha and the counting? Okay? Or the beginning of the bracha and end of the bracha through the counting. So did he mess up just in the bracha? Is the issue that the beginning, the psich and the chesim, is that on the bracha or is that in the counting? So the Makor is the Rabbi Yah. And the Rabbi Yah, the Beis Yah, brings it down. He brings down this whole thing. He's like this, and he tells Sue. So he said the Rabbi Yah himself paskins in both the cases. You're not Yaitzeh. The Rabbi Yah himself, and he tells the Sue to the Sugya Brachas Daf Yud Beis. But the Gemara says, "Where is Naka Kosa the Shikra?" The sub of the chamra, who passed the birch adai to the chamra, besayim the shikra. Right? He started making the bracha al das, thinking it was wine, very pregaf, and he ended up saying the right bracha. So Gemara is mesupik. You go with the psicho is bad, well, das, you can't make a very pregaf and a beer. And you made the abracha to Hashem al das, shekhar, it's bad. Yeah? He ended up saying Shachmei Midvari. It's more as a Bayit Lifshita. It's more as Mesupit. So we see that we're not sure what's the part of the bracha. Is it the beginning of the bracha or the end of the bracha? Says the Rabbi Yah and Cain, by Sfiris Arim, it's going to be the same Shaila. In both cases. Whether he ended up correct or he ended up incorrect. Says Rabbi Yah, he Rabbi Yah holds she does Sfiris Arim is the Raisa, Amela Sab the Raisa Lachomra, Sab the Raisa Lachomra, and Brachos over there to Shaila we pass him. Right, we say Sab Brachos Hakol over there, or not? Taisa brings down a rift, the rift is Machmir. That's all Shaila over there. Craig is going to Shas. No. Again, the Safik of the Gemara, by beer and wine, says the Rabbi Yah, that same Safik you're going to have in the case of 4 and 5.
Well, but the bracha is the same.
One second. The bracha is the same, that's correct. Okay, let all this develop. I said it's a very strange halacha, okay? Now, says the Rabbi Yah, so Meila, he says, even though he asked himself, the bracha is not the raisa, right? The sir is the raisa, but the bracha is not the raisa. The bracha is not the raisa. Okay, the bracha is not the raisa. He says, La Milsi, Yeah? Since the Svira is the Raisa, and you have to count again, Als the Svira, La Milsahi, Lispa Blei Bracha. Once you count, you have to count with the Bracha. Okay? And if you're Zois, Vadai, if he didn't know what day it was, and he made the Bracha, Al Das, then he's going to hear from his friend what he's going to count. And then he'll count accordingly. In that case, Rav Yossi says, of course, he's Yaitza. Why? Because you have Psicha and Asiyam, correct? Because the Psicha will ask whatever his friend was going to say. I guess no problem with Breira, I don't know. But the Psicha will ask whatever his friend was going to say. It wasn't a wrong Psicha. Memela is no problem. Adkan Divrei Haravya. So, the base Yosef. Okay, so he means that the Marcus is the same thing. We'll leave the Marcha alone. Yes, Kanesh. We'll leave that for right now. So Beis Yosef. So Meila, that's very nice. Rav Yo Paskins, Ksav Dereis is the Chumra. Therefore, in these both cases, you're not Yaitza. Whether the beginning was bad or the end was bad, you're not Yaitza. It's Sub of the Gemara, which is the ink of the beginning or the ink of the end. Says Beis Yosef, that's very nice for Rav Yo. But Lidi Dan, we Paskins, Sviris Oimer, is Rabbanan. Different sheetahs, whether Sfiras Ayim is Darais or Rabbanan. We paskin, not like the Rambam, that Sfiras Ayim is Rabbanan. Like the Roy Mepharshim, it says Sfiras Ayim is Darais, like the Ran. So Meila, by us, Safi Rabbanan Lakula. So Meila, that's why the Beseris has said, for us, both cases, we go Lakula. Yeah? Because Safi Rabbanan Lakula. Because the whole Rav Yo is only because Safi Rabbanan Lakula. Now, so the question is, the Mepharshim are Mesupik. What is the Rav Yo talking about? We said before, everyone's ready, he was copying the question. No, we're talking about that the beginning of the Bracha was Aldas one thing, and the end of the Bracha was Aldas something else. Or it means the beginning of the Bracha was Aldas one day, and the end of the Bracha with the counting was Aldas the other one, whether it was four or five, depending on two cases, whether it was correct or incorrect. So, the Levush is Tameya on this whole halacha. And the Levush says, this whole Kli of the Beis Yosef, whether it's the Reis, the Sub Reis Lachumra, Sub Reban Lakula, says the Levush, it doesn't make any sense. Because he says, the these two cases does not make a difference if it's the Reis or Rabbana. Why? He says, in the case when it was the fourth day, and you ended up saying the fifth day, you ended up saying five. So it says, Levush, what are you talking about? Even if Sfiras Ayim is Rabbanan, but you didn't count. Right? You didn't count the right Sfira. It's an Eina Daima, yeah, to the case of Shivrig. There you said the right Bracha, Shadow was the beginning, you said it wrong. Right? But by Sfiras Ayim, yeah, you didn't count the right day. You didn't do the mitzvah. So who cares? The bracha you meant is aldas do four. It was really the fifth day. You end up counting five. You count the bracha. When the Sfiras Ayim is right, you didn't count, you didn't do the mitzvah. Says the Lulush. Pella the Kasha. And in the other case, it was the fourth night, and you start aldas the fifth night, and you ended up saying the fourth correctly. So he said, they're also, Bein the Sfiras Ayim is the Raisa, Bein the Sfiras Ayim is Rabbanon, even if it's the Raisa, yeah? So you started saying the Bracha, aldas, the wrong day. You ended up counting the right day, right? So fine, but as you count, the Bracha's not Ma'akuv. You counted, four. I'm sorry, you counted five. It was five, and in the beginning you thought it was four. You thought wrong. And you ended up counting the right thing, right? So when you made the bracha, you had the wrong intention, yeah. Without posing the question that the bracha is the same for either one, that's a different question. We'll get to that. Ms. Croft talks about that. But Maisa, so if you counted correctly, and the bracha is not makiv. No one says the bracha is makiv mitzvah. So maybe you counted right. So what's the problem? So he says in Lavush, Bein Lamandam Adaraisa, Bein Lamandam Adarabanan, in the case that you counted right at the end, I don't care what you thought about in the beginning, you are Yaitza. In the case when you ended up counting wrong, it was the fourth night, you said the fifth, you said five, you're not Yaitza, Bailam and Yom the Raisa, Bailam
and
Yom the
Abba. And just count again.
What?
Roughly count again.
What?
It works. Can you just count again?
In the case we ended up, wrong. It was four and you counted five, then you have to count again, yes. Yeah, with the bracha, you didn't do anything.
With the bracha,
of course, with the bracha.
But you're saying
it's not ma'akiv. But you weren't yaitzah serious. Just like before this whole fiasco, yeah, you had to make a bracha. So now nothing happened, nothing changed. You counted, you weren't yaitzah. The bracha is no good. You have to count again. Yeah, if you remind yourself right then, we'll see about the end of the shir. When we get to that, what's it then? Right? If you remind yourself, you know, in the middle. You know, if you correct yourself, you need techdib, not techdib, or that's another child of what?
I had it this way.
Yeah, that happens, and no, it's a very negative item. This happens all the time. Amal the Chazan says the wrong number, right? So everyone screams, right? Now, everyone screams, and by time, like, he chaps that everyone's screaming, yeah? Oh, and by time he chaps, oh, so I have to, then he right away corrects himself, right? But it's way after they differ, like, by definition, you know, the big Shiloh, the God of Exam, you should have to make a new problem again. Because that after they deeper say. Okay, so that might be a svara. That might be a svara. That might be a svara. Okay, but let's try to get this Rav Yod down a little bit. So Meila. Okay, that's the Lavosh.
Why is the Rav Yod bringing the piece of Tosaf with Shechem? Because it's not the same piece.
So the Lavosh argued on the Rav Yah, I understand. The Lavosh is arguing the Rav Yah. I mean, the Rav Yah does compare it. The Lavosh argued. Says nothing to you, you can't compare it. That's exactly what he's saying. Now, because of these kashas, the Taz has a different approach to this whole din in Shulchan Aruch and to Rav Yah. And he says everyone missed the boat and pshat the Rav Yah. Rav Yah doesn't mean, and the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't mean that you ended up, you know, the beginning and the end, what's the beginning is the bracha and the end is the actual counting, or the end of the bracha with the counting. No, the beginning and the end, the psich and the chsim they're talking about is the bracha itself. In other words, it was the fourth night, and you started saying, Baruch Hashem, Al-Das the fourth night, and you ended up, okay, the Melech Hashem Shazam Zvezayim, Al-Das the fifth night, who was wrong, but as in counting, was when how in the bracha now? Is that a problem with the bracha or vice versa? Where you started saying Baruch Hashem Adas the wrong day, you ended up saying Adas the right day. Those are the two cases in the Mechaber. But we're not talking about the counting itself. We're handling the bracha. Is there a problem with the bracha that you go bus to the Pesicha, you go bus to the Chesima, Lagabi the bracha itself? That is the whole discussion, and that is what the Mechaber says, that you're okay. But about the Etzem counting, so all Shaila is, you have to make a new bracha. But about the counting, you end up doing okay. That's the way the Taz learns up the Mechaber, to avoid all the Levush's tremendous problems. I mean, the Levush's kashas are right, tremendous problems. Now, and here, the Taz realizes that he has a problem, but he sort of, you know, shoves it on the carpet, and he says, one second, the end of the Rav Yah, if you remember, what does the end of the Rav Yah say? That what if the guy made the bracha, al-das, to whatever he's going to hear his friend say, yeah? And then he counted what he heard his friend say. Then you're good. Why? Because the psicha and the chasima was both correct. In the beginning, it was the bracha Hashem al das, whatever it's going to be. And that he's the Rav Yah is considering that good. You don't have to have the das to know what it is, as long as it's not a bad kavana, right? And so the psicha and the chasima is good. So, but there it's clear in the Rav Yah, that's the way you count it correctly. You're gonna, that's what's to count what your friend is going to say. And then you count it like he said. So there it's Zichah talking about the counting, not just the bracha. Right? Because you're making the bracha al das, what your friend's going to say after the bracha. and you did that. So don't matter. So that says, okay, over there he's talking about with the counting, but in the beginning he's talking about without the counting. Right? Which is very difficult because, right, what does the word psicha chesima mean in the Rabbi Yoz jargon? What does he mean by that? It okay, means the same thing the whole time. So in the beginning, at the end he's talking about the bracha with the counting, he also talking about bracha counting. But the Taz sort of whitewashes this problem, and he says he's still convinced that the issue here is just the bracha. Now, the truth of the matter is. What?
Because the verse, the psicha, the way through the
Rav Yoh
was.
No, the verse argues in the Rav Yoh, I don't know what you want. What, the way that the simple pshat in the Rav Yoh,
yeah.
I don't have this problem because the psicha and the chesima.
There's still psicha at the beginning of the bracha.
Right, but psicha, everything was good. Everything was good. The chesim is the counting. So the psicha, the bracha, and the bracha, and the count was all good because it was al das what your friend was going to say, and you end up saying it right. Now, the lechayra in Rav Yoh itself, if you look at Rav Yoh itself, it's mavur, not like the Taz, because the Rav Yoh asked the kashan himself. He says, even though what the Rav Yoh says, since Sfiris Hayim is the Raisa, therefore you have to be Chayzer. Says the Rav Yoh, one second, the Bracha is not the Raisa, because the Mitzvah is not the Raisa. The Rav Yoh asked on himself. And the Rav Yoh answered, no, because since you have to do the Mitzvah, so Meila, it's not right to do the Mitzvah without a Bracha. Meaning that when you're doing the Mitzvah, Misafik. I guess not sure if he did a mitzvah. And now he does the mitzvah. Yeah? Does he make a bracha? Safik Rais al Chumrah, he's not sure if he ate matzah l'el Pesach. Yeah? He's not sure if he ate matzah l'el Pesach. Yeah? He got a little woozy with the wine and he's not sure if he ate matzah. Yeah? So he has to eat matzah again. Right? Now, does he make a bracha or doesn't make a bracha? Says the Rabbi, he does make a bracha, even though the bracha is only Rabbanon. But since he's doing the mitzvah, he make a bracha. Now, which is a really big shout out to Rishayim, and the Gaon, when he talks about the Rav Yoh, the Gaon discusses this in the Kuda, and that is, the Machlokes Rishayim, what happens, the Machlokes Rosh, and Rabbi Yaina in Chulin, Legabe, Kisi Adam, for Kvi. It's a Safek Chai, Safek Behema, it's a shout out whether it's Kisi Adam or not. If you're doing it, Safek Chai, Safek Chumra, you have to do Kisi Adam on a Kvi. What about the bracha? The Rebbe Yehi says you make a bracha because since Avraham l'chumra, you have a chiv to do the mitzvah. Because Avraham l'chumra, you have a chiv to do the mitzvah, then you have to make a bracha. You have to do the mitzvah. Yeah. The Rosh says no. The bracha is not ma'akev. The bracha is only rabbanah. The mitzvah you have to do, but not the bracha. So l'chayr the Rabbi Yah pashas is saying like the Rebbe Yehi, which the guy said the Rabbi Yah is going to Rebbe Yehi, that. In the case when you're doing a bracha, a mitzvah, because of a safek, you have to do the bracha also. Yeah? So now, according to the Taz, right, that makes no sense. All right, the Rav Yoh says, he has the kash, the bracha is not the rai, so why am I telling you you have to count again? Yeah? According to the Taz, the issue, what the Rav Yoh said, if a guy is doing a mitzvah, misafik, he has to make a bracha. But according to Taz, there was no safik on the mitzvah. The safik wasn't on the seas of mitzvah. He has to do the mitzvah again, misafik. According to the Taz, what's the issue? The issue is just the bracha. According to the Taz, the issue is just the bracha. You made this bracha, crazy bracha. In the beginning you thought four, and you thought five, and it was either four or five. Yeah?
Then you made them correct.
One second, no. Okay. I said, before the count, Taz, according to Taz, stop right there, right now. He doesn't know what to do. Yeah? He messed up with his bracha. What did he do? He comes to ask Rabbi, is this a good bracha or not? Rabbi Yoh says, it's something you have to go home. Right? Right? Which now I'm going to take another question, because the Chayyim spheres are rising, the bracha is not the rising. Right, so because the Shah is just the bracha, what's Rabbi Yoh talking about? Even if it's the Raisa, the bracha is not the Raisa. So what's Rabbi Yoh talking about? It's not the Raisa.
That to me, the bracha means it's the mitzvah.
Again. Yeah. According to Taz, the whole issue in the Rabbi Yoh is just the bracha. So therefore, it wasn't Rabbi Yosei. Sabrais l'chumra. Yeah, do it again. But the bracha is only rabbanan. She didn't count yet, right? So what does the spirit of Simon mean? Right? And sabrais l'chumra. The bracha is rabbanan. Top. But the main point I want to ask on the Taz. Rabbi Yosef says that since you're doing a mitzvah, a misafik, yeah, you have to make a bracha. It's not roi, yeah. He says, "Lav milsi, keep in the spirit of rice, the bitzarich lispar, lav milsi, lispar b'loy bracha." Then comes the bracha atola. He asks the gosh, "I the bracha is not the rice, yeah." So he says, "No, but you shouldn't count without a bracha, yeah." Pashas means like Rabbi Yehina, but according to the Taz. There's no issue. The issue is not on the counting. You didn't count yet. The issue is before the counting. So what's he saying? That since you have to count, you have to do the mitzvah again. I'll summarize the chumra. The meila, you have to do a bracha also. The whole issue is on the bracha, not on the counting. The chayr is the pal. Taz is the pal.
In a makom safek,
when you're counting, you're doing the mitzvah again. Because of the rice l'chumra, so you're doing the mitzvah. You do it with the bracha. Now, I've got to mention before the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Grada is a shikamash like Taz. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is ein echayz mevarak. And that whole sif of pascha day, the four or five back and forth in the two cases said ein echayz mevarak. Because we're all Trabana. So he said, did sound like he's talking about the bracha, not the mitzvah. But the Rav Yah itself, it's clear that he's talking about that the issue, the counting was part of the mess over here. And because he's saying that you're counting again, misafik, even though the bracha is Rabbanan, but still, you don't do the mitzvah without a bracha. So it's clear that the issue was on the bracha, and you're counting again. The issue is on the mitzvah, and sometimes you're counting again. Once you count again, you count the bracha. So you see clearly not like Taz that the psicha was like this one, the other one was all in the bracha. Now. And also we said, at the end of the Rav Yah, when we said, you start the bracha al das, what you can hear from your friend. And then he said, you're good, because the beginning and the end is psicha and the chsima is both good. So you see that he calls it the chsima with the counting, right? The chsima is the counting, because he says the counting was good over there. You counted like your friend said. Now, so, and we mentioned before, the Rai Zerri, the Goyin said that the Rav Yah is going like the Rebbein Yaina. And okay, we'll leave the Rai. So that we said that why did Rebbein Yaina only make a bracha? I mean, doing the mitzvah itself, like either the bracha is not ma'akin, the bracha is only rabbanan. So Shagazari says, he said it before, but it's another knage, that you have to do the mitzvah, yeah? Safra is l'chum, you have to do the mitzvah. Says Shagazari, Bein l'man d'amma, that Safra is l'chum is midaraisa. Bein l'man d'amma, Safra is l'chum is drabbanon, still the shito is making you do it again with the bracha. Why? Because Saiko Saif, you have to do the if it's the rice, the chiv the some rice, some is rice. You have a chiv the rice, do the mitzvah. Now, even if Louis Yitzchak wasn't kind of mitzvah, right now I have a chiv the rice to do this mitzvah because some rice will come with the rice. So Melak, make a bracha with Sivanu. Why can't say with Sivanu? I'm going to do it. I read a little bit of Kav Shmai. Now you're ready, Yitzchak. So okay, so what? But you don't know. You have a chiv right now. Do it. And if it's even if it's Rabbanu, so with Rabbanu also make a bracha. With Rabbanu, give a chiv. Now, God la halacha, there's a discussion about this. Halacha paskin, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Although, the Mishmur in Siman Salah Zion, the guy's Maram is over here. This we had when we did the brachas, that by Birchas Krishma, it might be different. Because there the Rashba says that the Kana was, whatever you make, whatever you have to say Krishna, you have to do it with the bracha. Yeah, you have to do with a bracha, Rashi said. Okay, wait, steer in the Rashi, so that's not for now. But upon him, so by Krishma is an exception, and it's not the issue. What's the din? Is there a difference if you have a suffix b'chlal whether you're chayiv, like by kfi, right? There we have mechalik is whether you're chayiv with the bracha. But Mishmur says, some of them say that if you had a bad chayiv, like it's the case of Matzah, a bad chayiv, suffix whether you did it, since you have a cheskas chayiv, some say that in that case, the kulal you have to make a bracha. Okay, but that's not our issue here. Back to the Rabbiya. Zog the Gain, to answer the Rabbiya. Says the Gain, he's coming to answer the Kasha. Big of the Gain is coming to answer the Kasha of Suffolk, of when we're doing mitzvah in Suffolk, right? The Rabbiya holds. Rav Yol, Lermei Yayna. We don't pass on Lermei Yayna. The Gain's bothered. See, there are many questions on the Rav Yol. We had the Levush that has two questions that Manav Shah. In the case we counted right, who cares about the Rav? In the case we counted wrong, then who cares if it's the Rabbana? Okay, the Gain is bothered by the Kasha, the third Kasha, of what? That would mean. What the Rav Yol says, Misafik, I the bracha is the drabanan. Okay, we're doing a mitzvah. Misafik, you have to say it with the bracha. That's Rebbe Yaina Shita. We pass a lot on Rebbe Yaina. And the only exception is Kriyashma, the Gain says. And so we pass like the Rosh. And you're doing mitzvah misafik. By a case of Kvi, you're doing mitzvah misafik. Right? In Shulchan Aruch near a day, it says, Simchav Ches, it says, you don't make a bracha on a Kvi. We all get a Rebbe Yaina. So then how is the Beis Yosef with the Rabbiya being titled as whether it's the Rais or not? And this whole Rabbiya, Lagabe the Bracha is like Halacha. What does the Rabbiya say? Right? Beis Yosef says, oh, the Rabbiya is talking about whether it's his arm is the Rais or Jabbana. Yeah? And only because we hold Jabbanan, therefore, you don't have to count again. But it says the guy. But means he's masking, but the Bezerim says masking, there will be the Raisa. We do like the Rabbiya, you have to count again with the Bracha, right? So it says, God, what do you mean? The Rabbiya goes like the Rabbein Yayin, we don't like the Rabbein Yayin, we like the Rosh. You're doing mitzvah misafik, you don't make a Bracha. So even if the Raisa, you wouldn't make a Bracha again. You count, you wouldn't make a Bracha, la locha. Right? It means the God doesn't hold that, there's a difference between the Cheskas Chiyiv and the Cheskas Tor. At the Mishmur in Samach Zayin, is Mitzayin, the God doesn't hold it. Like that, she is. So that's the third question that we have from the guy. So Zog the guy, that according to Rabbi Yah, Zaka the Brachla the Raisa, Tchina Sphir the Raya. Second. Oh. Zog the guy. One second. Zog the guy like this. The svar of the Rav Yah is because he has the girsa of the Rav Yah and other shayim as well. Baruch Ata Hashem gave Machom Hashem Gisham says when I'll serve as Aimer. Hayayim Yahim Chamish Baimer. Hayayim Yahim Tes Baimer. Right? That's what we do. The Rav Yah's girsa is Shehayayim. Shechon says when I'll serve as Aimer. Shehayayim. That today is. Meaning, it's the sphira is one hamshach with the bracha. The sphira is one hamshach with the bracha. That means the bracha is part of the mitzvah. There's a normal, most mitzvahs, right, you have the bracha, and you have the mitzvah. Right? By sphira's aimer, the bracha and the mitzvah are together. According to Rabbi Yah, that we gair is shehayayim. That's what the Gain says, but that's the Rabbi Yah. I remember a long time ago, must have been close to 40 years ago, I was learning in the Mirror Minyan at Bar Park. And I was learning Rabbi Yah. It's the first time I guess, but I remember Shurkin walked in and he said, I was learning Rabbi Yah. The guy says one mitzvah. The guy, I think he gave all the share in that. So he actually called me out in the share, so I'm paying him back. I didn't remember. He said, I told him that it's a Ramban that says that you have to count the pet. Right? He says, Rabbi Klein told me this. He says, go ask him. I don't remember. Let's see if he remembers. I didn't remember. I didn't remember. The Ramban Al-Tayr in Pashto Emba says the pet. I just didn't remember. Anyway, but anyway, Kitzer. Says the guy that the Pshand Rabiyah, yeah, or the Pshand Machaber, yeah, why we say that Allah is not totally in the Benyayin and the Grah, Benyayin and the Rosh, whether we do mitzvah Masafi, you count again. He says because it's one thing, right? The mitzvah and the bracha is one. It's not like, see, normally you have the bracha and the mitzvah. So each thing is separate. Have a safik if I did the mitzvah. The safik I have to do the mitzvah again. The bracha is the rabbanah. So the bracha, I don't have to make the bracha again. That's the shayl, that's mechalakim and yayna and the rosh. But over here, for whatever reason, you have to really understand why they did it that way. For whatever reason, they were misakin the nusach of the sphira was in a form of a bracha. Was in the form of a bracha. Yeah? That's what the guy says. So Meila, if you have to do the sphere again, of course you have to do it with the bracha. Because the mitzvah and the bracha are all one. Mitzvah and the bracha are all one. That's what the guy says with the rabbi. To answer his kasha, the bracha is only rabbanan, so why should you have to count? Say the bracha over again. Well, if you hold that sphere is the eyes. Yeah? And he says, yeah. Because even though the bracha is only rabbanan, but here the bracha is part of the mitzvah. That's what the guy says. Now, the truth of the matter is, yeah, it's the guy in Shikol Torah, but in the Oymik Pshad, in the Rav Yom himself, it's not much like that. Because he says, he says, I've got the bracha out there, I see. He says, keep the sphere of the raisa. Vitzorach lispar, lab milsa he lispar bloy bracha. Right? Lab milsa he lispar bloy bracha. Maybe they don't know what that means. Lab misper, lab milsa, there's no Indian, lispar bloy bracha. Because the bracha is part of the mitzvah. Okay, the lashon, maybe not so much. Okay, I guess that's good. Lab milsa, lispar bloy bracha, it doesn't mean generally. Means not to go over here because the bracha is part of the mitzvah. Okay. Now, fine. So that's the point. Now, like this. so I really should have mentioned this before. Maybe we'll come back to this afterwards. Guys. Now, So the guy dealt with his problem of Suffolk brachas lahakol, yeah. So he said, okay, the brachas part of the mitzvah, very nice. Okay, but we heard we have more of a serious problem. Right? We have the problem of the lush, which is a more serious problem. That both ways, if you counted correctly, right? If you counted correctly, so then who cares? If it's Tzvirah D'Oraisa and the bracha in the beginning was wrong, so you say you count correctly, the bracha's not matter. And vice versa, if you count the bigger kash, that's like a huge kash of Rabbi Yah, is when it was really the fourth night. He was supposed to die to the Rvi, and he ended up and he's counted the fifth night. How could it be that Yaitz counted the wrong counting? Right? That's like the huge crazy cash on the Rabbi Yom. That's like that doesn't begin to make sense. Yeah. Oh, so truth of the matter is like this. So I'm not really going to answer the question. In other words, I'm going to be like a Jew and answer the question with another question. Hooray! Let's go back to the sugya, a pascha daik to the chamra and shikra. Yeah, that's sugya that you base. So, haray in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the mechayyad rishayim. The mechayyad rishayim. How to learn the gemara over there? Okay? What's the case of it? The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. In Siman Reish Tes, Siv Aleph. Lokach kois shol sheikha. Oy shol mayim. Pasach ba'oma. Baruch HaKashem kemach oylam al das loy mishakol. The right bracha. V'tov on bay pregafen. He ended up saying the wrong bracha. Ein machzir in oyisoy. Mipnei shebeshah shiz k'shem ha-malchus shem ikar bracha loy miskaben el bracha ruy loy simin. Other Rishonim learn, that's Shin Zeramba and Rashi. Other Rishonim say, that no, that's not what the case is talking about. The case of the Suffolk of the Gemara is when you ended up saying the right bracha, you said Shahakol, but you thought it was, you started the bracha al-das, it was wine. Al-das very big often. Again, you have a kosher shaker. Yeah? According to some Rishonim, the Gemara Suffolk is when you pass the diet to the Chamra, but see, in the Shukri, you ended up correct. Shail was the beginning was bad. Is that a problem? The Machaber and the Rambam and Rashi learned, okay, you ended up bad. Yeah? You ended up bad. You started off good. And that and Machaber Paskins, Misaf, the Baile of Shita Misafik, Misafik, you're Yaitse. Okay? So that's him. You had the same problem over there. Okay? And Taka Mishavura over there says, this is Dasi Rambam, right by his game, Kmakulam Cholkim Allah, and Skimu, that you don't go bust in the beginning. If you messed up, Kimishav Piv Hayesi Brach Shane Ruya, Loisim in Loyatza. You end up saying, Bari Priya Gavan on beer, even though you thought Chatkhila, when you started saying Brach Hashem, was Adas to say Shako, you're not Yaitza. Why? You end up saying Bari Priya Gavan on beer, you're not Yaitza, Bari Priya Gavan on beer. Right? That's what all the Rishonim, that's why Halacha Mishmur doesn't reject the Pesach of the Mechaber. But within the Mechaber, right? Mechaber says that when we have a bracha, yeah? So, and the Suffolk Gemara is, if you go bust the Psicha, right? That means the Ikka Bracha is the Baruch Atah Hashem El Kein Mel Chaylam. That's the Ikka Bracha, okay? And if you said that al das say shahakol, even though you end up saying by pregafen, you're yaitze, right? Why? Because ikka bracha is the beginning. Okay. Right. So look, all the shem argue, but no one's like totally crazy. You know, like okay, I mean, it's a vill, it's wild, it's a huge chiddush, yeah. But that's the sheet of the Rambam, that's the sheet of Rashi, that's the sheet of Machaber. Okay, so now let's go back to the Rav Yosef and Machaber Tapei Tes. Yeah. Now, if we accept the Gaon, yeah, if we accept the Gaon, that the bracha is part of the mitzvah, okay, which means, in other words, that this mitzvah takes the form of a bracha. Right? You have mitzvahs that are brachas, kiddush, right? How do we say kiddush? A bracha, right? You have mitzvahs mekadesh. What's the oifin of the kiddush? It's with a bracha. So what's the oifin of sphira? With a bracha, right? So now, what?
According to the Rabbi, if you don't make the bracha, whatever reason.
Let me finish the book. So Meila. Once we get to the guy that the bracha and the mitzvah is one, which means that the oifen asiyas mitzvah spheres aimer is by making a bracha, yeah, not the count. It's make a bracha of a yayin, of yayin dal yayin bayim, yeah. So meila, just like by shecher and wine, you made a bracha and a cup of beer. That's a shakel. You end up saying by pregaf. The bracha was bad. We say no, Baruch Hashem. That's the Ikka Bracha, and the Mechaber says the Yotze, right? Okay. So one second. The Meila, who are they? By Sfira Zaymer. Who are they? By Sfira Zaymer. One second, by Sfira Zaymer. Why? Because what's the mitzvah of Sfira Zaymer? Make a bracha. Yeah, a bracha that includes the counting. It's a bracha. Now, by bracha we say, the Gemara is in the Masupi. Maybe the Iker is the beginning. If the Iker is the beginning, then just like by beer, he had a das eish hakol. He ended up saying bari pred gofen. You say you're okay because the ikar bracha was done good. So here also the bracha shem says on alzer sayim shayayin yoyim dalid. He ended up saying yoyim hay. But this bracha slash mitzvah, the beginning of the bracha, which is the ikar bracha shem yam ha'olam, he had a das to say Dalit, which is the right day. He ended up saying the wrong bracha. It's no different than saying by Pirkei Avot on beer.
Did the pasuk stop afterwards at the Kidush Ma'at HaVeilah?
What?
Did the pasuk stop afterwards at the Kidush Ma'at HaVeilah?
When can he stop?
That's the main bracha. Can he stop there?
So then. Turn around, ask yourself that same question about the sugya and brachas. That's not me. You ask us that.
Is it true?
What?
I would say, yeah, that's true.
I probably wouldn't say it's true.
So then when the person lies at the end of his
brachas. Again, you see, you have a problem with the Rambam's Shat and Rashi's Shat and Gemara brachas. What's the, if you tell me the Bedeke brach about the Hashem came up Ha'ilam, then you end up saying, by every Gophin, you're going to say, what if the guy just says, Baruch Hashem came up Ha'ilam, Al Das to say, Shachon Ibn Vare, and then he gets sidetracked and he does it.
Why is there
not a
He said the wrong bracha, right?
He's drinking beer, he's not drinking wine. Right? But he didn't lie. So you have to say, it's a good bracha. Right? Elma, it's not the bracha that you need. Okay, but the beginning was the bracha that you need, and we have a good bracha. The Meila, you can be your beer. Hashem get over here, look at us. If you're saying that the counting is part of the bracha, and he counted today Shayyim, Hamishi Yom Ba'imer, so that's a lie. Today is not the fifth day of Ba'imer.
Okay. In the end, he's still the bracha part, even though it's one thing, it's still
he was saying, the Gaon Chiddush said, he's up, Yassi, but Maisa, he counted, he lied. Yeah, he said Shayyim, Hamishi Yom Ba'imer, it's not true.
But he didn't lie in the bracha part, even though it is one thing. We're not saying Shayyim.
What's the bracha part?
I'll spear
that, right. That's the whole of the Torah is we're trying to work with the guy that says it is one thing. Okay. It's all bracha. It's all part of bracha. That's the, otherwise nothing makes sense. Otherwise, we had the Lubavitch question back to the beginning, then square one with the Lubavitch. Right? We're trying to go going now with the mouth of the grub. Yeah. So with the mouth of the grub, the Shayyim is part of it. It's all one big bracha. So here Yossi is saying it's not a tzushdel to shake, but it's the eating line. It's Mel Yavashem bracha. It's cheps of a bracha. Right? Like you said, if I get finished bracha, Bokshim Kemal Khan, it's not a bracha. Bari Pirkei Avot, you have a bracha. Elamai, now. Part of bracha is good, part of bracha is bad. So I have a bracha that the ikar part of bracha is good. Okay, that path is me. But over here, says Yossi, this is the bracha, it's a bad bracha. Right? It's a bad bracha. You said something which is not true. So said that should pass the bracha. Okay, I hit it.
First of all, when you're making a regular bracha, you're holding a cup of beer. Hashem did not command you to make a gofen on it. You're still lying.
No, you
can't make a regular bracha without doing something.
One second. You're not lying. Blessed art thou the Lord that you created wine. Yeah? That's right? Get the chayad masks. What's the chayad mask? Right? Ram says we make a bracha tala, it's Shua Sugis, right? You only really see so, right? Ram and the Shuas, yeah? Right? You only really see so. So Chayam says, what do you mean? Guy gets up there, Mahmoud Gal Kavanis, Thank you, Hashem. You made, you created an apple. What does Lasis Hashem of Chet Hashav? He didn't say it with a problem. He says, thank you, Hashem. Svarim say Todal Kel, right? You know, left, right, and center, right? You say Hashem's name, right? A lot of it's not Hashem Shema with Paul be thanking Hashem, right? Then thank Hashem. You made a gorgeous apple, red, delicious, mamish, ah, gevaldik, right? How can that be? How can that be? My Hashem Shema with Paul. Hashem Hashem Hashem. You have a tiro. Where's the? So he says that Eretz Kanami. You know, they not my great Israel. It's only he says this is only Israel. Only with Stam, we say Bam Stam Darb Zulzi. Stam says Stam say Bracha. If you're doing it, I'll ask more Mishpeh Hashem. Then it's not my great Israel. So the point is, the Bracha you made is a good Bracha. Right. Elma, it's not the right bracha, it's not the correct bracha, but it is a bracha. The Mela, that's the Yossi is asking Kasha, the Machal, the Minan, the case of Sphere, okay, good Kasha, upon him, the Rav Yossi seems, the Rav Yossi also, right? Tough. Yeah. So, Rav Yossi also, that's it, right? So, say it right here. It's a good, definitely very strong mark. Upon him, so this might be a shtickle yishuv on the Lush's question. The question when you counted wrong. The question of the Lush, second part of the Lush, and we counted right. He started up the wrong way. He ended up right. It was really the fifth night. You started Al Das say four. He ended up saying right. So there, the Rav Yoh says if you hold Sufraisa, it's a Sufra in the Gemara, whether you're Yaitza. Because if you go past the Ikra was bad, right? So you're not Yaitza. You know, you can count it correctly. Says, Lord, what is it? The counting, right? The counting was done correctly. He said, who cares? But the Bracha, right? But the Bracha's not Makim. The counting was done. Counting was done correctly. I guess there's a lot to be answered, because over here, the counting is the bracha, right? Now, saying shehayayim, if a guy would say, right, just hayayim, right, you know, hayayim counts. Okay, maybe then the bracha's not makkah. But over here, or no, could be better. Over here, the kana was to say with the bracha. See, so you can't have counting without a bracha. The mitzvah is to count it with the bracha. That is, that's what Chazal said, how to count. So Meila, you can't say I counted, not at all.
By all of them, everybody says, no matter how
you count.
What do you mean?
You're
supposed to count with
the bracha. No, the question is, but here you count without a bracha. So, no, what I mean is, the feeling going, the mitzvah was that the counting should be in a bracha form, not counted with a bracha. It should be in a bracha form. If you counted, not in a bracha form, you weren't right to. That's the Rabbi Yochanan.
How could the bracha be the counting? Like the kavana when you say the bracha is the kima, is starts on the count, right?
No.
How does that work? You say Rosh Hashanah and you have intention for the day, the right day.
No.
How is that? How could that be inserted? Because the count,
you count in a bracha form, right? The count is a bracha. Like we make a bracha. So the count is a bracha. So now we have to look at Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, this bracha, is it a good bracha or it's not a good bracha? In Hilchos Brachos, if you go up to the beginning, that's the ikar bracha. It's a good bracha. It's a good bracha. It's a good counting. Because here they said that the bracha, the count is done in a bracha. So it's a huge chiddush. I'm not saying it. Said I start off the shir, yeah, the very very shver slip in Shulchan Aruch, a very very shver Rabiyah. After everything is said and done, it's still very shver, yeah. But we're trying to at least give a little bit of an understanding in this very shver Rabiyah. And what's even interesting, and the Mechaber Paskins this, right? It's not like some Rabiyah somewhere on his way. It's the Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
What's that one in Ezra's
Mabarak
if you
said
the wrong
few sign wrong? What?
What's that one in
Mechaber?
Because
Sir Simon is Rabbanon.
But if you were
signed
wrong.
So the Safik here, whether you eat it or not. The Safik, whether you eat it. The child of the Gemara, whether you eat it. The Safik, whether you eat it. Sakhir Banu Kula.
The end of the
bracha
was a lie, based on what? If I said it was true, then the end of the bracha was a lie. It wasn't a bracha.
That's the same question. I understand. Why is it so? Why is it mentioned over again?
I'm saying that's the
whatever it is, the mechaber, the Rav Yosh told it to me. Yeah, they're not worried about that. About that, that's a lie. They still have the same problem. I don't know. You know, it's a lie. They're not worried about that. That's a good question. I said it was a good question. But that's the same question. But they're saying not like that. They seem to say not like that. You know, it's a lie. It's still the Hashem bracha. The male, they go, it doesn't take away from the Hashem bracha. They're saying. I can hear very strong what you're saying there. If it's a lie, it's not a bracha. You can't show. You can get him down, but to very good in the shachar. Zir has a Hashem bracha. It's a very good question. But going past that, there's so many things counted wrong. But if he has a Shem bracha, the Meila, if you go past the Pesicha, that's enough. Okay. Now, the third kasha is right. Fourth kasha. Three kashas. The fourth kasha on the Rabia is the Biskara, which I think was what Boaz was asking in the beginning. The Biskara asks on the Shulchan Aruch. He brings down the whole Mechaber, and he says, and I read the Beseris, right? The Dvaka of the Rav Yoz, the Sugya and Brachas by Chamra and Shikra. Says the Biskara, he doesn't understand. Maybe you should ask Kashal in the beginning. Now you're already half the territory. But it says Biskarab, what do you want? Over there, right? The bracha of Tvei Bafan is not a proper bracha for beer. Right? So if you go Basar Chasima, then you lose your bracha. Because you said a bad bracha. Mashenkin over here, the bracha, right? The bracha, the Sfiris Aimer, is no different if it's the fifth night, or it's the fourth night, or if it's the 27th night. The bracha is the same. So what do you mean? The bracha was al das to count this, count four, the bracha was das to count five. There's no bracha al das five. There's a bracha on the mitzvah of Sfiris Aimer. The mitzvah of Sfiris Aimer is 49 days. Yeah? So who cares? You didn't know which night it was. You thought it was the wrong night. But you had in mind that you're going to count, you're going to do the mitzvah of Sfiris Aimer. That's the bracha. So what's b'chal tzushdel to shikra chamra were there? This bracha, if you ended up saying by pregafen, it's a lousy bracha. But shaking over here, the bracha is the same bracha, whether it's the fifth night or the 27th night. As they correct the biskara. So over here, also based on the going, just a story that Ruchem Olshin, Yerach Me'adim, he wants time that going to the going to the Tirin Kain. Then they make maybe according to the Kain, because Kasha is not Shver. Or at least not so Shver, right? In other words, because we say that the Gedder Sfiris Aimer, like the Kain says, is to count in a form of a bracha, not count with a bracha. Count in a form of a bracha. So then the pshat is that it's a bracha of the fifth night. It's a bracha of the fourth night. It's not a bracha on Sfiris Aimer, and then it's not a bracha on Sfiris Aimer, and then fill in the blank. Yeah, no, it's not a bracha on Sfiris Aimer. It's a bracha on the fourth night because the counting is in a bracha form, and the counting of the fourth night is a bracha of Sfiris fourth night. That's the bracha. So Mela, it's not that this is, what do you mean? Over here, the bracha on the Sfira. No, that's if you understand the Pasha Pshat, yeah, that the bracha Sfiris Aimer, like every other mitzvah, you make the bracha Sfiris Aimer, then you do the counting, you make a bracha on the talis, then you put on the talis, right? But if the bracha is part of the mitzvah, the hainu, that the mitzvah is to count in a bracha form, so now the nature of this bracha is not just on Brooks' mitzvah, a general bracha on Sfiris Aimer. It's a bracha. The bracha is a bracha on the fourth night. So meila, it's a bidiyuk tushdel to shikra kamra. Right? Bishrov's asked the kashi the other way, right? And here is better. But no, here is not better. But he also is asking that here is worse. But Bishrov's saying here is better because it's a bracha on the sphere. No, it's not a bracha on the sphere. It's a bracha on Sfiras Yom Dalit because it's a bracha that's counting Yom Dalit. So so the bracha takes in it the Yom Dalit. So Meila, now what's that halacha? So we have a bracha here, a bracha of Yom Dalit. Now, the beginning of the bracha, Baruch Hashem Kein Malach Olam, was Adas. The right and the wrong one, and he ends up saying the right and the wrong one. So that's about exactly by Lishita of Sheikher and Chamra. We don't say, what do you mean over here? It was Aldas the right bracha. that Lechair again, Lefi the Gain, that Kasha, this is really, you think, got me the Lavusha question, it's a big chiddush to say that it's such a certain count the wrong. You know, it should still be, it should still work. But Gabi this, Gabi this girl, I think it's easier to hear that the Gabi is saying that it's a general bracha. No, that much is clearly going, that's not a general bracha on the mitzvah of Sfiras Ayin. It's a bracha that takes the form of the mitzvah. Well, the mitzvah that takes the form of a bracha was a bracha on this day. Now, we go back a minute, second to the Taz. So again, Taz learned the whole issue was on the bracha, the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, not without the sphere. So here, Benson comes out of Chumrah from the Taz, but in that Mishvura passes not like the Taz, because according to the Taz. According to the Taz, what happens if the guy, when he made the bracha, it was al-dad, the beginning and end was both wrong. It was the fifth night, he thought it was the fourth night. He said, I'll das to say the fourth night. All of a sudden, there's mice in b'chol yoyim, yeah? All of a sudden, he hears the guy next to him, hayoyim chamishi yom b'aymer. Oh, right? And then he has to start thinking, did I really count, you know, did I daven in a minyan last night? That's what he has to think. Right? If you want to know if you counted the night before, there's a very simple way of knowing that. Did you count the daven b'tzibur or not? Whenever a bach comes over with a question, Sfiras Ayin is fakis, the first thing you tell him is, next time daven b'tzibur. That's the real answer. So the guys in Pesupik, if you count the last night 4 or 5, then you just have to ask yourself, did you dial in the secret? So, anyway, that's a side point. Or, not a side point. But anyway, Zemela says it has, in that case, he's a chanat yaitse, right? Because the psicha and the chasima were both bad, right? Because again, according to him, the whole issue of the Raviyah is the Psich and the Chesim of the Bracha. Aldas 4, Aldas 5, right? And that's by Lifshita, but that's when one of them was good, yeah? When they're both bad, then it's not bad. That's Taz said, according to Ishtar, that's the logical conclusion.
So the Taz
solution would be. In that case, you have to make a new Bracha according to the Taz.
I thought the Taz holds is not Malachi.
No.
But in the end, he did the mitzvah.
But he didn't do the mitzvah yet. Again, he said, "Baruch Hashem Elohim, Adam in count 4," and he heard the guy next to him 5. So he didn't do the mitzvah yet. So now, what does he do now? He says, "Taz, make a bracha over again." Right? Then Taz.
But if he did it, you should have.
Right? Of course not. Right? If he's came there, he knows it. He after the shit, not before the shit. Yeah. So what does he do? Taz says, he makes a bracha. Taz says, he has to make a bracha over again. Way he learned, right? And that Mishmur though argues, and he says, it's like this. Da'oy, da'af shuknar ma'iri, shev es ha-bracha, ha-yedeh yayim ha-sfira, u'beir ha-chadas l'snapa k'haygin, el-shachar k'abtov v'sim sh'loy k'haygin, in the case of the Chaper, aber kam achorin v'skimu, da'af b'es ha-bracha, ha-yedeh d'gam k'al yayim ha-acher, v'chein sipir b'toyis, and Tech Dibur he corrected himself, then he's okay. Yeah. So which Deraga, this is where Mishmura seems to be in the case of Chazan and messed up, unless you say Moshe Svar, and then they're Isaac, or Yossi Svar, they're Isaac, then they say you need that type of deep. Anyway, so the Shah Tsion, this is the man Mark and the Chok Yosef, Chemashma Magraz, the Ashtanarach, would like a Taz. Shakasa, and call a bracha birat on das list for betayis. Vachark nisker. The case which was even worse, right? The guy counted four, right? Obviously, when he made the bracha, he was thinking four. He counted four. And after the dibur, he heard the guy after he already counted, right? And after the dibur, he said five. He says mishvur yaitza. That's like a das. Why? According to the das. Oh, sorry. But here, in this case, he counted correctly. Oh. Anyway, so look at Taz, and according to the Taz, if the bracha, the beginning of the bracha, end of the bracha, was bad, then it's a problem. And that's what we're saying, then the Maisa, he's not mocking like Taz. And that. Upon him, again, Taz only shots where he learns. According to the way the guy learns in Zimchaber, the Rabbi that's Shayyim, you know, he loses the whole Taz anyway. Now the Banu, Nalach Mishmura seems to be going not like the Taz. Even if the beginning and end of the Baruch was bad, still we say, Lamaisa, you're okay.